Tens of thousands of Vermonters are now well into their second day without electricity, and utilities say it could be days more before they restore power to everyone. For many utilities, the damage wrought by Sunday's windstorm was historic. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld caught up with some of the people leading the recovery effort.
It's a little before noon on Old Creamery Road in Williston. Utility workers in fluorescent yellow vests are helping repair a major transmission line that runs south from here into Hinesburg. And it's not uncommon for drivers, like the older gentleman rolling down his window right now, to stop in the middle of the road and ask some version of the same question. When's my power coming back on?
I really can't. I can't give you a time frame. All right. Hopefully within the next day or two, right? And that's realistic.
That's Isaac Gillen, an operations supervisor for the Vermont Electric Cooperative.
Hey, we appreciate what you guys are doing.
Well, we appreciate that, too. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. See you later.
You have a great day.
From chest freezers full of slowly thawing meat to the loss of running water and heat, the effects of the outage are beginning to wear on the tens of thousands of Vermonters still without power. Isaac Gillen says he gets the frustration.
The best thing you can do is just be honest with them. You know, it's hard because we're trying our hardest, but you know, when the trees come down and we're out here climbing poles and stuff, it's not fast pace. It's not fast at all.
That slow going is due in part to the uniqueness of the weather event that caused all the damage. That's according to Patty Richards, the general manager of the Washington Electric Cooperative.
The characteristics of this storm were it took down so many trees across the area, so it wasn't like a single area in a thunderstorm that got inundated with high winds and damage.
Richard says Washington Electric is dealing with more than 100 discrete line breaks in its 41-town service territory. At its peak, 60% of Washington Electric's customers were in the dark.
It's monumental for us. This is big. This is bigger than Storm Damon in 2014.
Washington Electric isn't the only utility struggling to get people back online. Ellen Burt is with Stowe Electric.
This is probably the worst storm I've ever seen in my 22 years as general manager.
Burt says winds registered as high as 110 miles per hour on Mount Mansfield. And while the substation and main transmission line are back, nearly a quarter of the utility's 4,200 customers still don't have their power restored.
And there's hundreds of trees down. So those things have to be fixed before spurs off this main line can be re-energized.
And with so many people expected to be without power for so long, the state announced on Tuesday that it'll be opening numerous emergency shelters across the state. National Guard armories in Bradford, Enosburg Falls, Lindenville, Morrisville, St. Albans, Swanton, and Westminster will serve as daytime shelters where people can power up their phones or grab a shower. The Red Cross will be opening up overnight shelters beginning Tuesday evening. Erica Borneman is the director of Vermont Emergency Management. Borneman says safety is the top concern now, and she says there's one danger in particular.
We have already had reports of people having carbon monoxide issues at their homes, and this is directly attributed to generators being run in unsafe places, as well as heating sources being run in unsafe places.
Borneman says she's also worried about older residents or people with special needs toughing it out alone in their blacked-out homes. And she says if Vermonters want to know what they can do to help, they can start by checking in on neighbors who may be in need. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.